Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Rosecast. AB, it's been a while. How you been?
Pretty good.
Yeah? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was excellent.
Okay, excellent. Took you a second. You got a new computer. This is a big deal for us, AB.
Yeah,
give me your Thanksgiving bit. Let's do the Thanksgiving banter.
Here's the thing. We talk about it every year. Turkey stinks. It kind of puts a damper on the whole week.
So you went to your in-laws then?
Yeah. Well, no, and my mom made a turkey too. I don't just want to shit on my in-laws.
Okay, that's true. Well, you gotta fry it. You gotta invest in a fryer.
Here's the thing. It's nothing to do with anybody. You can't do anything to a turkey in an oven to make it good. It's trash.
No.
Oven turkey is trash, period. You have to douse it with gravy to make it good, and then it's good. It's fine.
Dang, I feel bad for you. Well, in better news, you got a new computer. Big deal, this new computer.
Yep.
Big things are changing.
MacBook.
It's been a while.
MacBook, man. I mean, I've never fallen into a lifestyle faster than I have with this MacBook. Now I'm like looking down on you, like you dumbass PC idiot. What are you doing? And I've had PC for 20 years before this.
What would you say? A week ago, you had three PCs that were mostly unusable. All of them had an issue.
I have three PCs sitting right next to me within arm's length. Most of them are being used as like to stack things.
Well, I have a feeling we could slip down a hole there if we keep going on that. Folks, once again, this is Rosecast. Thank you for listening. If you haven't been listening, we're doing quick little, just fun little recaps. Emily's season of The Bachelorette, season 8. In an effort to get to know Ari, the next Bachelor. We got 3 or 4 more weeks of these, AB, leading up right until Christmas. So if you want, I recommend saving them all and then binging them over the holidays when you're eating shitty turkey and whatever else people eat on Christmas. Before AB... eating slop.
It's not me. It's everybody. Like, why did turkey become what... I was thinking about that this weekend. Why did turkey become what people eat on Thanksgiving? You never have turkey otherwise. And there's a reason, because it's not as good as chicken.
No, that's a fact. And you know what? I don't mean to be like, your turkey stinks. Like, we had... turkey out of the oven too, and it was god awful. It's not like I know the secret.
No, it's nothing to do with anybody that prepared the turkeys that I ate. I had 3 turkeys this week, and there's nothing you can do with them. Turkey's not a good meat. It's a healthy meat.
All right, AB, let's talk about The Bachelor. All right,
god damn,
the turkey takes are strong with this one. We're on season 8, episode 4. Like I said, probably about 6 or 7 of these left. We're starting at the house. AB, Chris Harrison comes in. Remember in 2012, we like to comment on the style. That was only 5 years ago, but it seems like a decade ago. I was into this stuff in 2012. You had a button-down shirt.
Sure.
With dual pockets. And they were kind of like, the pockets had some angles to them, and they were like a country. Like,
yeah, country style.
Country style. And then also all cool shirts had patterns on inside. The inside cuffs, and you just flip the cup. You didn't roll your sleeves up. You just flip the cups up, like, bow. Look at my cup. Look at these patterns. Well,
fucking, what's his name? Cam from Modern Family.
Cam from Modern Family.
Killing the cuff game.
Yeah. All about just paisley, multicolored paisley. Yeah. Anyway, Chris Harrison is here, and he's got a couple dates to announce. 3 dates to be exact. We got a 1-on-1 date, a group date, and a 2-on-1 date. Oof. AB, the two. This made no sense to me to have a 2-on. I don't even know who the matchup would be at this point. There's no adversaries.
Well, as we found out later in the episode, it's a trash 2-on-1.
One of the worst.
2-on-1s are made. I don't know if this is just a recent thing, but 2-on-1s are for rivalries where one person has to go so the house can keep moving in the right direction before it
either explodes. Keep moving in the right direction or explode. Yeah, something big is going to happen as a result of the 2-on-1. But they're leaving the mansion forever, AB, and they're going to Bermuda. We got to get to I say this every time I see basically a beach on TV. I'm like, hey, we got to get to this.
We got to get to Bermuda.
What are we doing? All right, AB, the one-on-one date goes to Doug. Kind of stale. This guy's kind of stale, in my opinion. He's a nice guy.
I got a kid, Doug.
Yeah, I got a kid. Don't you ever say anything about him. I'm going to kick your ass, Doug. What do you got on this daytime date with Doug? Did you sleep through it?
It was super parent style date. It's like what me and Kendall would do if we went to Bermuda. We'd go shopping, we'd fucking try some chocolates, we'd try, you know, just get knickknacks. Just a parent date. This is a parent date, period. nothing else to say about it. Maybe that's a good thing for Doug. I don't know. Because she is a parent and he's a parent, so I mean, this is what they'd be doing.
Doug's not getting like bottle service.
No, they're not gonna do. He's not gonna do something crazy on a Doug date.
No, here are a couple quick Doug quotes from this date. I just like island towns a lot. Do you, Doug? Do you like Bermuda? Do you enjoy Bermuda? Oh, these perfumes smell really nice. Yeah, well, they're perfumes, Doug. That's how it goes. Just not an exciting guy. Not an exciting guy. Also, I'm kind of jealous of how great of a guy Doug is. That's partially where this criticism comes from. AB, you know a lot about parent dates. Have you ever started a charity, though? You fucking lazy bitch ass. No good. Doug started a charity and you didn't.
Doug's, like she said, Doug is a little too perfect, Rim. What's going on with this guy?
Too good to be true. He definitely has closets. I don't think we're ever going to find out. He definitely has closets. I hope he has closets. Got to keep your clothes. He's got skeletons is what I meant to say.
Yeah, he's got skeletons in the closet, no doubt. Early in the episode, I think we got a little glimpse into one of them. He seems like one of those guys who's really nice and has got his anger problem under control, but every once in a while it'll like come out a little bit.
Well, yeah. He's a parent. He's a dad. He's had a kid for 11 years. He's had it up to here. He's dealing with an adolescent girl at home. Or a kid. I don't know if it's a male or female. Don't care, frankly. Anyway, I hope we find out about Doug's skeletons. I have a feeling we're not going to, unfortunately. Back at the house. This date card, AB, is the best date card I have ever seen. This is an A+ squad. All the cool guys. This is like collecting basketball cards when you're a kid and there's like a, you know, there's a 10 insert set and all, it's like an all NBA set.
Well, they used to have they'd have the card packs where like 1 in 1,000 packs you get would be like a fire pack and it'd be all incense. That's what this was like.
A hot pack.
Yeah, this is a hot pack. This is a hot pack.
They used to back in the days of cards, folks, and I know this isn't really our audience. Our audience isn't really interested in this, but there was a while when they came out with this machine that like an analog machine that could check, you could hold it up to a pack and see like if it was extra thick or something. You could see like you're getting a jersey card, like it was like a cheater, so you could figure out what was in the pack. That's how they tricked the industry. Anyway, what are we talking about? Here's on the date card, the cool date card. Charlie, pretty cool. Ryan, cool guy, douche but a cool guy. Chris, Jeff, Sean, Ari, Travis, and Kalen. That's a good date card. Still no idea who would be on the one on the 2-on-1 at this point.
It's all the big players of the season. It's all the big players. And this is when I immediately realize this 2-on-1 is going to be fucking dog shit. And both the people on it should leave.
Yeah. You know, we'll get to the 2-on-1, but when she did end up, like, picking a guy in the 2-on-1, like, you couldn't really tell who she was more enthusiastic about keeping. It was just like, she said a thing about this guy, then a thing about this guy, and we're going to send that guy home. No real rhyme or reason. Anyway, the 1-on-1 daytime, back with Doug. Like you said, Emily feels that Doug is a little too perfect, like he's hiding something. And like, I have a note written down here, and I forgot I wrote this. I said, tell her about your rage problems, Doug, because we know there's something there.
There's something there.
Here's a little Michael Scott moment from Doug. Emily says, pretend I brought your ex-girlfriend here. What would she say? And Doug hits her with the, I spent too much time with my son. I'm too good of a dad. That's what my ex-girlfriend would complain about. What did you think of these two, AB? I don't think there was much of a connection there. I mean, Doug refuses to see anything but the bright side, and Emily wants a little more honesty, a little more raw reality.
I think it's going to be the end of him. The other thing he said to her was she always complained that he didn't wash her car enough, clean out her car. Like,
that was kind
of
weird.
That's what you're, first of all, that's weird, and that's what you're coming up with?
That might be the only relationship in history where that's a complaint.
Yeah.
You don't wash my car enough. It's over.
Yeah, so, Doug, why did you break up with your, I don't understand, what happened?
Give us one specific, Doug. Not the car wash, not the you being too good of a dad. What happened, Doug? You drink too much, Doug? Is that what's going on? Did you have to spend the holidays in court? Tell us something, Doug. There's something there.
Doug ends it with, he says, I'm just a guy. I'm not a genius, but I'm no dummy. I'm not wealthy, but I'm not poor. I'm just a guy.
Just a regular guy.
It's a great line. Listen, Doug, it was a good line. Doug spends all his time, it's pretty clear, outside of dates, he spends all his time coming up with like romantic comedy lines that he can spit out.
And that's part of why he freaked out. We didn't mention it, but he freaked out so much when he was waiting for Emily to come get her. He probably put so much pressure on himself because he's got the script memorized. He's got all the talking points he wants to hit home with. And he was worried that what if he messes up, it's not gonna work for him.
Yep.
I think Doug knows that he's not like a top 10 looking guy, so he really has to nail the personality bits to win Emily's affection. Can't compete with Jeff, kidding me? Skateboards. Doug, you haven't skateboarded. By the time you were old enough to skateboard, by the time you were too old to skateboard, skateboards weren't around yet. Or they just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Doug missed the skateboard time window because he's old, okay? That's my point.
Old as shit and missed skateboarding.
Yeah, he had a kid. All right, they can't all be gyms. We're rusty. All right, group date time. AB, Chris. Love this line. Guys will definitely be bringing it, but I'm just going to bring it harder.
Yeah,
that's how you play the game. You got to bring it harder.
That's how you win, Rim.
Sean mentions that he played D1 football. AB, I didn't realize my man Sean played for Coach Bill Snyder at K-State. Yep. Whoa, buddy. Sean, what a catch.
I looked up some stuff about him. He said he had a really good freshman year. Then he said he had a really bad first game of his sophomore year, and like that was the end of it. It was confusing. Nah, that's what he said.
I have a feeling Sean partied a little too much in college or something, fell off the horse, fell off the wagon, however you want to put it, got into girls, hot guy, middle of Manhattan, Kansas, not much to do, and then kind of found Jesus after that, and now he's goody two shoes on The Bachelor. That's my take.
Yeah.
All unsubstantiated, but that's how we're rolling today.
That's fair.
Back at the house. People forget that John goes by Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Not a only guy with a nickname on the show. Didn't make a big a deal of it as I wish they had. Date card. John and Nate. Two guys we don't care about at all.
I couldn't remember which one was Wolf, so I called them Wolf and Blonde Wolf.
I'm not sure. Blonde Wolf is Nate. Yeah. I'm not sure I'd heard him talk up until this point this season. So the two, the most anticlimactic 2-on-1 date I've ever seen on this show. It does, no matter who goes home, nothing changes. Back on the group date, AB, they're doing a boat race. And I'm not sure why they thought it was a good idea to let these numbskulls operate big sailboats when none of them have done this before. This seems dangerous to be flying around in boats, zooming around with a bunch of knuckleheads. Nobody knows what they're doing. What do you got on the boat race?
Hold up, Rim.
Pro boat race?
Pro boat race. This is fun. I'll tell you what, though. You're saying no one knew about boats. Kalen fucking grew up on a boat, Rim. I know that for a fact. There's no event more suited towards Kalen than sailboat racing.
Yeah, but Kalen didn't drive the boat. He was going, Garcon, eastward bound, please. Like, Kalen wasn't involved in the operations team of the boat.
That's fair.
No disrespect to Kalen's family, but they just probably had indentured servants. It's just the way it probably was for Kalen growing up. It was a good date, though, because the guys got to do their competitive juices. They kind of got to get their tough guy coming out. And while the other half of them got knocked down a peg by losing. That's good. That was good for their egos.
Yeah.
Who won? Ari, Ryan.
Yellow team. Stacked. Jeff, Jeff. Stacked.
Kalen. Well, that is stacked. I mean, you got the NFL player, you got the racer.
You got
the 500 guy. Yeah, that's
you got
not
the racer. He understands the racing angles. And then you got Kalen. He's been on a boat all his life. That's a stacked team.
I think Sean Lowe cried after losing. Is that? Did you catch that?
They were bummed out. Those boys were bummed out.
I think Sean Lowe teared up, and then Charlie bawled his eyes out in the van. It's like, dude, you've never sailed a boat before. You're like, why did you think you were gonna win? All right, AB, things really pop off on the nighttime group date. They really ramp up a notch in terms of drama and douchiness. It all starts with, not Kalen, but Ryan. You know, we heard, I haven't seen these episodes before. You vaguely remember some of them. And a lot of people who follow, you know, the Twitter account, RoseCastCS, or the texters, I'll get to that number later, probably not. They've mentioned that Ryan makes a turn. We were pro-Ryan to begin with. Seemed like a cool guy, southern guy, got some sayings. But... You had a joke there, or you just laughed?
just laughing.
Just Ryan, a southern guy.
Love every southern saying he has. Get up and go.
I'll come get you, but I ain't going to work that hard for it. You know what I mean?
Love the chase.
Loving the chase. I hope I wrote some of these down. They did more of them. I either wrote them down or I'll put the audio in. Anyway,
you can just make them up.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're just as good. Well, I'm taking my time with it. I hope you're taking your sweet time too, buddy.
Sometimes got giddy up and go.
Well, I looked at my watch, and before I knew it, I was in love. I'll tell you this thing. Listen, all right, they're getting worse as we go. Ryan calls Emily a beautiful trophy wife, essentially, during his toast, which I don't know who let Ryan make a toast. He'd be the last pick in the toast draft, in my opinion. What did you make of this way to refer to Emily?
Not a good... He just says... He always says something that he shouldn't say for no reason.
He's not very eloquent. I think the weird thing about Ryan is... I think we're probably getting... Of all the contestants on this show, I think he is probably acting the closest to how he really is. Like, I think Ryan really, like, thinks... Well, what are you doing out of the kitchen, honey? And make sure you go to the gym and take care of the kids. I think that's actual Ryan.
Yeah.
I think everybody else is putting on a show to some degree. Ryan is who he is on this. Emily, to her credit, or maybe to her detriment, kind of laughed it off a little bit, and they talk more later, and she deals with this stuff. But we got some Ari one-on-one time. Snuggling up on a blanket on the beach, the way it should be. We're starting to see a pattern, AB, with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Says something nice, says something cute, and then they make out, like
rubs her leg a little bit while he's doing it. He's always rubbing.
Ari's romantic. He's good at it. He knows his strengths, and his strength is romance, folks.
Pure romance.
Physical romance, pure romance, and kissing, period. That's what it is. So they show him, he says, you know, they exchange maybe two or three sentences, and then the top-notch kissing. I mean, I'd say it's impossible to be a more romantic kisser than Ari. I haven't seen one. Maybe it's because I'm not paying attention, but he's up there with the greats.
The all-time greats.
And then in waddles Jeff, a little 165 pounds, 168 when you add in his hair, which you would because there's no other way. There's no way to weigh someone without weighing their hair. Jeff, a little more on the simping side. Ari's got the adult trajectory going on. Jeff's like, "Will you kiss my boo boo, AB?" I don't know about this. This seems like kind of a misstep for Jeff here.
Yeah, listen, he's leaving her wanting something, Rim. She's begging for a kiss from Jeff at this point, and he's not going to give it to her yet.
Okay,
cool guy.
That's a good
move.
Spin zone. That's a good cool spin guy zone. Move. Yeah. Yeah, like she knows it when she sees Ari. It's a makeout sesh instant. But Jeff is like the high school quarterback. And she's just begging for his attention, yeah. And he won't give it to her. And she's like, "Dang, I want that." You know, she's got her eyes focused on him. That's a good point, AB.
Mm-hmm.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's get to Ryan. Ryan, times when we talk about Ryan is just fair warning. It's probably just going to be me and AB.
I got another thing about Jeff.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
The one thing I noticed at the end of Jeff's conversation with her when she was begging for a kiss, he initiated going back to the group. I've never seen that before. He's like, "Should we head back?" Usually the guys are like trying to get as much time as they want. Cool guy Jeff just finished his drink and he's ready to head back and end the conversation. We were wanting more.
Well,
should we head on back?
You're here on this beach.
Emily would stay there all night with Jeff if he would allow it, but no, he's got other stuff to do.
Well, kind of want to go hang out with the boys if you don't mind.
Absolute power move.
You got an interesting perspective on that because I'm looking at it like, what's he doing? But you think it's all he's out here pulling strings, invisible strings.
Yep.
All right, Ryan, one-on-one time. Like I was saying, when we talk about Ryan for however much longer he's on this show, it's mostly just going to be us talking like we're from Georgia, saying the things that he's going to say, saying the things that he says. You know what I mean? I have a very mature approach to relationships. You know what I mean? This is when I started to realize like, hey, folks, Ryan might not be here for the right reasons. You know what I mean? Emily brings up some of the disrespectful things that he said on the last group date, and he more or less doubles down.
He doubles down, and it works somehow.
It doubles down. Go ahead.
Spits out more lines, and they're both like just talking and laughing. He's flirting. It's working. Period.
He's a good flirt. Well, God designed you to be a beautiful woman, so be a beautiful woman. This is talking about how you better not get. This is like she goes, "Hey, remember when you said I better not get fat?" And he's like, "Well, hey, keep being beautiful, baby." And that line worked. Well, just southern back and forth. I don't know. Just charms the pants off her. It makes no sense to me. All I know is if I said these things in my accent, we'd get and slapped three ways to Wednesday, AB. Listen to me now. I'm even starting to talk like him just because it's so endearing.
It is.
Ryan, though, after he somehow wins Emily back, despite the disrespect, he brings up how he didn't like how her and Ari kissed at the rose ceremony in full view, allegedly, of the other contestants. What did you make of Emily's response to this, AB? I was stunned.
Yeah, she should have slapped him. But again, Ryan gets by saying whatever he wants.
She apologized to him.
Yeah. I don't.
Why would you apologize? You're the
my
bachelorette.
My mind was
you
blown. I go, uh-oh, as soon as he said that. Uh-oh, Ryan's on the way
out.
I
thought she was going to send him home right then and there. But she's like, oh, I'm so sorry, Ryan. You shouldn't have had to deal with that. I'm like, what? I'm looking around. Like, am I smoking drugs here, folks? She can kiss who she wants to kiss in the Bachelor Mansion.
He basically shames her for kissing too many guys and gets away with it. I don't understand why.
And then they don't kiss at the end of their convo.
Nope.
Interesting strategy from Ryan. He's definitely got an angle. He's alone in his lane. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to work out for him, but...
Nope.
Anyway, Jeff gets the group date rose. Kind of a surprise, but in the context you've provided, your opinion on the situation, it makes more sense to me now that he would get the group date rose because she's basically saying, like, Jeff, Jeff, like, slapping him, look at me. So it was kind of a surprise in that regard, but not much Kaylin on this group date. That's the other thing I noticed. I don't think we saw him on screen. I think next episode is Kaylin's big episode.
It is. I remember that. There's like two episodes in this season that I actually remember, and I remember this one vividly.
Can't wait. Can't wait. All right, okay, let's talk about this two-on-one date, not because the characters matter, but because it was so bizarre. Nate and John, I guess. These are apparently the two guys. That's, according here to my notes, it says Nate and John.
Wolf and Blonde Wolf.
Yeah, Wolf and Blonde Wolf, and the two most forgettable characters in this show's history, potentially.
I wrote down, you ever seen a less interesting two-on-one date?
No, it seemed to me like she was just going to choose which one she could tolerate longer.
Yeah. Honest to God, I thought she's going to send them both home, and that was the purpose of it.
Has that happened before? I'm sure it has.
On the two-on-one? Yep. Yeah.
Didn't Nick Danielle. Do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about no reason whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's zoom ahead. Two-on-one nighttime date. They're in a cave, AB. Let's quick cave talk. Caves are fire.
Caves are fire.
Well, tell me about. I know you've been in some caves in your life. I know the Bradfords went on some trips. Caves. What do you think of caves? You a cave guy?
Big cave guy. I would love to have a romantic dinner in a cave. That'd be awesome.
Beautiful setting. Beautiful scenery. Instant. You know, you got something to talk about. Obviously, like, hey, how about the stalagmites? Stalactites. Check those out. You can mansplain a lot of stuff in a cave and act like you know the answers. Yeah. When she does it, it's great. It's perfect for a date. Underrated part of caves, though, AB, they're dead silent, which is a little awkward for this.
Not good.
Two-on-one date. Another thing I noticed, I think Blonde Wolf was talking about quinoa, but he called it, what did he call it?
Quinoa.
Quinoa. That's not how he pronounces it all wrong. And then John was like, I'm not going to eat this anyway. Just a couple of real gems here on this two-on-one date.
I didn't get it because they had nothing to talk about and they didn't want to eat. Like, eating's the one thing that can move the time and get you out of this situation faster. But you guys just want to sit here in silence and not eat?
I've never seen them address
not
meal
eating.
Directly.
Yeah.
Like, well, we're not going to eat this, right? Like, it was bizarre for them to be like, I'm not going to eat any of this stuff. This is dumb. Let's just go do our talks and then send one of us home. That's what it's all about. It was very business-like two-on-one.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. I don't really want to talk about Nate's one-on-one time. He cried when talking about his brother, but his brother's not dead. So you get no,
listen.
Come on.
He tried. This is a fake cry, Rim. He had no. There was nothing sad. He was talking about how great his. Like, are you sad that you're missing them, or are you happy about how great they are? Either way, not appropriate to cry.
Exactly. She when he was crying, she kind of was like, "They're there, buddy." That's so sweet. Like, good for you. Wasn't a lot of connection there. And then Emily gives John the rose. John is not just
real wolf.
To be clear, he didn't cry. Actual wolf. And then Nate, in that moment, realizes that he just cried on national TV for no reason. We can pull one piece of information from this moving forward, and that is that Emily basically chose John because Nate was young.
Yep.
You know what I mean? 20, I think 25. And like we said, she's 26, but she has, you know, like an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
So she's not your normal 26-year-old. So we can, well, I feel comfortable continuing with the, she's going to pick someone older.
I agree. I think it's a theme. I think that's going to be a theme for this show is the, you see it kind of later, is the older guys versus the younger guys.
All right. I have a ton of notes on the cocktail party, and I'm not sure why. So let's fire through these, get to the rose ceremony, catch up with some texts in the text line, and fucking call it a day. Yeah, I think, why not, folks? All right, cocktail party. Like to have fun with sound effects. Ryan is super confident, AB, no surprise. He's being a douche. Quick, have I made this joke before? He seems like the type of guy who will forbid his wife from working. Is that what you get from Ryan? Yeah. Have I made that joke before?
Okay. You haven't, but I get that.
Okay. Ari had some one-on-one time. I think that he's good at pretending it's just them in the situation when they have a one-on-one, that there aren't a bunch of other dudes in the room order over. Similar to Jordan Rodgers. I think Jordan Rodgers was pretty good at that. People forget Jordan Rodgers had JoJo press up against the wall making out. Well, remember that old that's classic scene?
Classic bachelorette scene.
All right, I got one thing here. Ryan seems to think that Emily should thank her lucky stars that he's there. And this is when he's talking to the long-haired dude, whose name escapes me. Not only at this moment, but at every moment that I've been watching this show. This was good, AB. And I want to know, you're the historian here, if this kind of conversation has ever come up so blatantly before. I really like Emily, but when this whole thing is done, if this doesn't work out for me, back home, I'm involved with the media, I'm going to say, hey, let's do Bachelor Ryan. Let's do Bachelor Augusta. You know what I mean? AB, he's saying this, there's cameras right next to him. Were you surprised by the way Ryan was basically like, I'm going to parlay this into something bigger?
I have never seen someone openly campaign for the next season of The Bachelor or Bachelorette. Never seen it in my life. The Bachelor Augusta sounds fire, though.
It's not only like I want to be the next Bachelor, but I'll also settle for like the local Bachelor on through my local TV. And then to my shock, AB, not only did the cameras kind of catch him saying this, he's telling the cameras in the interview room how good of a Bachelor he would be. That was crazy. That was crazy.
He's selling himself.
A couple things. Sean had some one-on-one time. I have a note here that his kisses stink compared to Ari. That's a fact. But I think it's probably because he's more respectful of women he barely knows. That just seems like a Sean kind of angle. You want to talk about this Chris and Doug showdown? Because this was one of the all-time, I don't know what's going on, neither do the participants. See, you got a blank look on your face. I feel like we shouldn't talk about it.
No, let's jump in. Listen, I'll break it down for you real quick.
Please do.
Obviously, Doug's been talking shit around the house about the younger guys and throwing little subtle, you know, in conversation, not calling anyone out directly, but throwing out there that these young guys aren't going to be ready to be husbands or fathers to Ricky.
I'm a dad. Do you guys get that?
Chris has had a fucking enough of it. And to combat that, he acts very immature in a conversation to Doug.
And that doesn't work, obviously.
And it doesn't work, and everything Doug says in the conversation makes Chris more mad and act more immature. I mean, it was a really bad situation for Chris, because obviously Doug's been talking that shit, but if you bring it up, you're going to look like a child.
Yeah.
So you were in a lose-lose situation, but he didn't handle it well.
Though, if there's one thing the show has taught us, it's that love isn't real. But if there's another thing the show has taught us, it's that if you're trying to look mature, if you're trying to prove, if you're a young guy that you're trying to look mature, or a young girl, and you want to show something, prove something to the lead, starting a fight out of thin air is not the way to go about it.
Nope.
So that backfired on Chris. They both stick around, of course, but I got to think that didn't Once Emily gets wind of that.
See, they should have waited one more episode, and then you have a two-on-one with Doug and Chris. Do I need to be the fucking producer on the show? It's
tired
easy.
Of this. Yeah.
Who couldn't see this coming?
Yeah. All right, roast ceremony. Doug, Jeff, and Nate already have roses? No, that's wrong. See, that two-on-one was so inconsequential that I have the wrong name down for the guy who got the rose. It's Doug, Jeff, and John. I apologize. Already have roses. Sean, Ari, Travis, Chris, Ryan, Kaylin, Alejandro get the roses. Sent home Charlie. Mild surprise. I expected maybe Ryan to go home or Alejandro.
No.
Alejandro's hot as shit. Don't get me wrong.
Alejandro is going to sneak in here. I'm pretty sure he gets big in later season, in later episodes. He's not. I don't think he's going anywhere.
Be surprised. That guy's got an Abercrombie model look to him. Alejandro hasn't smoke.
He has not talked to her yet. And honest to God, I don't remember for sure, but I think he gets a hometown. I don't know what's going on. I remember Alejandro being a big player. So every episode I'm watching right now, I'm like, what the hell's going on? Alejandro's not, he's going to go home. That's funny.
Gets a hometown. There's like nine guys up there to talk. All right. Charlie sent home. I feel bad for Charlie. Charlie seemed like a good aw shucks type of guy. He was seems like he's a little unstable, like crying after losing.
He's ran into some bad luck
challenge.
In his life, Rim. Don't forget about when he fell off that fucking balcony.
Oh, I did forget about that. Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. I feel bad about that again for the third time this season. And then the long-haired guy who got no screen time. Michael, apparently. Classy guy. Nice guy. Anyway, any other comments on this episode before we get a couple comments from the mailbag, AB? Not a bad episode. A little bit of Ari. Terrible two-on-one. Decent group date. It was fine. Run-of-the-mill. Standard fare.
Yeah. I'd love to get into the mailbag.
Let's catch up on the mailbag. There are no questions in the mailbag.
That's
just
fine.
A couple things that we didn't talk about last week that I think might, one of which especially might interest you.
Any juice?
No juice.
Okay.
There are people addressing two things we requested specifically in the mailbag.
Oh, okay.
And I don't even have, first off, if you text the mailbag, which the number is 773-234-7794, you gotta leave your name and location, folks.
It's not a phone.
It's not a phone. It's a like a
we don't
page,
have contacts.
Mailbox. Yeah. So we don't have the contacts. So it just sends your number. But anyway, Ty. Anyway. So we asked people to tell us why Charlotte was called the Queen City. Some people were a little. I don't know the word. I think they think we're dumb, maybe.
Pissed? Oh.
Not pissed, but they think we're dummy. Like, you dummies. Charlotte's called the Queen City because it was named for Queen Charlotte, the consort of George III. Well, just pump the brakes. We're not from the colonies, okay? So we don't often put two and two together when it comes to, like, why the states are named a certain, like, Virginia, I'm sure, was apparently some queen somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're all those states and this, a lot of cities over there are named for queens and kings of Britain and et cetera.
Sure.
Jamestown, whatever. We are not from, like, I get it. Sorry that we didn't come up with that off the top of their head. But also, like, tell us something about Iowa. What do you know about Iowa? You can't tell us shit about Iowa. So don't come at me because I don't know everything about North Carolina. All right? Relax. There's a lot of states out there and a lot of stories. Anyway, thanks for texting the mailbag. Now I know about the Queen City, all right? Next thing. Several people got on us, rightfully so, for being a little ignorant on Dolly Parton. Rim and AB, we talked a little bit about how Dolly Parton was this huge name, but we don't know anything that she's done. AB, that's incorrect. We do. We actually love Dolly Parton. You know why?
Why?
Steel Magnolias. We watched that in Perspectives.
Yeah.
In high school, and I was a big, you and I remembered clearly being both big Steel Magnolias guys. Yes.
Skirt.
Yes.
No, 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 no. I was a big Driving Miss Daisy fan, which we watched in Perspectives.
Yeah.
Not Steel Magnolia.
I like Steel Magnolias.
Was she in
also there?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, she was the star. Dolly Parton was the star of Steel Magnolias.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, I thought you'd be like, oh, yeah, but nope. No, you're acting. All right. You're playing this off. Hey, side note, Driving Miss Daisy, as the kids say, a little problematic. I don't think that movie could come out these days, but it won Best Picture, AB. People forget that. Unbelievable. Big Morgan Freeman, guys. Anyway, once again, thank you for texting us the mailbag. We encourage you to do so. Just leave your name and number so we can properly shout you out. You know what I'm saying? 773-234-7794. As always, subscribe. We would appreciate it if you would subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Google Play and other things going on out there with audio from people's phones. Mobile, AB, I tell you what, man, facial recognition, all the self-driving cars out, it's crazy stuff going on out there technology-wise. And then...
what's that have to do with anything?
It's just kind of a bit I do at the end where I kind of ramble about technology. You got anything else, AB, or can we wrap this up?
No, just over a month from the new season, though, Rim.
New Year's Day, the new season will be out with Ari the Kissing Bandit. But between now and Christmas, we will continue to speak, to discuss, to talk about Emily's Season 8. Thanks for listening.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.